Welcome to Zichud Daf Sim Mani Mamar by Avraham Goldhar, and today Masechus Ksubas Daf Tzadi Beis, the 10th Perek Mishaya Nasui. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichud Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rami Bar Chama said, Ruvain Shemacha Sadeg Shimon Shol B'Achrayis. Ruvain sold the field to Shimon without a Achrayis, meaning that if anyone rightfully collected the field from Shimon, Ruvain would not compensate him, and then Shimon came and sold it back to Ruvain with a Achrayis, obligating Shimon to pay Ruvain if it was collected from him. And Ruvain's Baal Chov comes and attempts to collect the field from him. Din hu da'azel Shimon mafsile. The din is that Shimon must go and save it for Ruvain. Rashi explains that if Shimon had sold the field to someone else and Ruvain's Baal Chov came, he would have to save the field for that person or compensate him for it, and he would have not received anything from Ruvain since Ruvain sold it to him without a chrayas. Therefore, the same applies when Shimon sells it back to Ruvain himself. Rabbi said the Rami Bar Chama, granted that Shimon accepted upon himself achrayas for claims made against the property because of someone else, but achrayas the nafshe mikibolai, but did he accept achrayas upon himself for claims made against the property because of the buyer himself? Definitely not. Therefore, Shimon does not need to pay anything to Ruvain. The Gemara brings a qualification for Rabbi's statement. Point number two, Rabbi said, Ruvain shemacher kol sadosa v'shimon. If Ruvain sold all his fields to Shimon at one time, which Rashi clarifies were sold in a single shtar, and Shimon then sold one field to Levi, and Ruvain's Baal Chov comes and wants to collect a loan from one of the properties that Ruvain sold, Ratz Mezegova, Ratz Mezegova. If he wants, he can collect from this one, referring to Shimon, and if he wishes, he can collect from this one, referring to Levi. V'lomar in El Dezabni Benonis, we say this only in a case where the field Levi bought from Shimon was average land, which a Baal Chov collects from. Aval Zabna Idis Visiboris, but if Levi bought superior or inferior land, Ruvain's lender cannot collect from Levi because Levi can say to him, it was for this reason that I bothered to buy land from Shimon that's not fit for you to collect. And even when Levi bought Benoni's land from Shimon, we only say this ruling, where Levi did not leave behind in Shimon's possession Benoni's land, just like it. Because if he did, Levi can say to him, Hinachti lechem makom likbos emenu, I left you a place from which to collect. And point number three, Abai said, if Ruvain sold a field to Shimon with achrayas, and Ruvain's Baal Chov comes and tries to collect the field from Shimon, the lacha is that Ruvain can go and save the field for Shimon by arguing the case with Baal Chov, which Rashi explains could be done by claiming that the Baal Chov owes him money and the debts should cancel each other, or by demanding that the Baal Chov take a shavua that he did not yet pay. The Baal Chov cannot tell Ruvain, Lav Baal Dvarim Didiat, you are not my opponent in this matter, and I do not need to respond to you. For Ruvain can respond, what you take from Shimon will come back to me to pay, as I guarantee the sale. There are those that say that this ruling applies even if Ruvain sold the field without a chrayas. For Ruvain can tell the Baal Chov, L'nichali didhavik l'shimon tarumas alai. I don't want Shimon to have complaints against me. This is enough for Ruvain to be considered a concerned party, and he has a voice in this case. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rami Bar Chama said, Ruvain shemacher sadeg l'shimon shel b'achrayas. If Ruvain sold the field to Shimon without a chrayas, meaning that if anyone rightfully collected the field from Shimon, Ruvain would not compensate him, and then Shimon came and sold it back to Ruvain with a chrayas obligating Shimon to pay Ruvain if it was collected from him, and Ruvain's Baal Chov comes and attempts to collect the field from him, din hu da'azel Shimon mafsile. The din is that Shimon must go and save it for Ruvain. Rashi explains that if Shimon had sold the field to someone else and Ruvain's Baal Chov came, he would have to save the field for that person or compensate him for it, and he would have not received anything from Ruvain since Ruvain sold it to him without a chrayas. Therefore, the same applies when Shimon sells it back to Ruvain himself. Rabbi said the Rami Bar Chama, granted that Shimon accepted upon himself achrayas for claims made against the property because of someone else, but achrayas the nafshe mikibolai, but did he accept achrayas upon himself for claims made against the property because of the buyer himself? Definitely not. Therefore, Shimon does not need to pay anything to Ruvain. The Gemara brings a qualification for Rabbi's statement. Point number two, Rabbi said, Ruvain shemacher kol sadosa v'shimon. If Ruvain sold all his fields to Shimon at one time, which Rashi clarifies were sold in a single shtar, and Shimon then sold one field to Levi, and Ruvain's Baal Chov comes and wants to collect a loan from one of the properties that Ruvain sold, Ratz Mezegova, Ratz Mezegova. If he wants, he can collect from this one, referring to Shimon, and if he wishes, he can collect from this one, referring to Levi. V'lomar in El Dezabni Benonis, we say this only in a case where the field Levi bought from Shimon was average land, which a Baal Chov collects from. Aval Zabna Idis Visiboris, but if Levi bought superior or inferior land, Ruvain's lender cannot collect from Levi because Levi can say to him, it was for this reason that I bothered to buy land from Shimon that's not fit for you to collect. And even when Levi bought Benoni's land from Shimon, we only say this ruling, where Levi did not leave behind in Shimon's possession Benoni's land, just like it. Because if he did, Levi can say to him, Hinachti lechem makom likbos emenu, I left you a place from which to collect. And point number three, Abai said if Reuven sold a field to Shimon with Achrayis, and Reuven's Balchov comes and tries to collect the field from Shimon, the lacha is that Reuven can go and save the field for Shimon by arguing the case with Balchov, which Rashi explains could be done by claiming that the Balchov owes him money and the debts should cancel each other, or by demanding that the Balchov take a shavua that he did not yet pay. The Balchov cannot tell Reuven, Lav bal dvarim didiat, you are not my opponent in this matter, and I do not need to respond to you. For Reuven can respond, what you take from Shimon will come back to me to pay, as I guarantee the sale. There are those that say that this ruling applies even if Reuven sold the field without Achrayis. For Reuven can tell the Balchov, Lanichali didhavga Shimon tarumisalai, I don't want Shimon to have complaints against me. This is enough for Reuven to be considered a concerned party, and he has a voice in this case. All right, so now we go to our Simmer David Sadi base, and our standard Simmer is a tzav, a turtle. A turtle, so here goes. When Reuven sold his turtle farm without Achrayis to Shimon, and then Shimon sold it back to Reuven with Achrayis, Reuven decided to sell him his turtle, rabbit, and fox farms all at once, from which Shimon sold the turtle Benoni's farm to Levi. And when the Balchov came to Levi, Shimon interceded. Once again, slow motion. When Reuven sold his turtle farm, that must be on Daf Sadi Beis, Sav, turtle. When Reuven sold his turtle farm without Achrayis to Shimon, and then Shimon sold it back to Reuven with Achrayis, which reminds us, if Reuven sold the field to Shimon without Achrayis, and Shimon sells it back with Achrayis, and then Reuven's Balchov comes to collect, Rava said, granted that Shimon accepted upon himself Achrayis for claims made against the property because of someone else, but did he accept Achrayis upon himself for claims made against the property because of the buyer himself? Definitely not. Therefore, Shimon does not need to pay anything to Reuven. So when Reuven sold his turtle farm without Achrayis to Shimon, and then Shimon sold it back to Reuven with Achrayis, Reuven decided to sell him his turtle, rabbit, and fox farms all at once, from which Shimon sold the turtle Benoni's farm to Levi, which reminds us. Rabban said, Reuven shemacher kol sadasav Shimon. If Reuven sold all of his fields to Shimon at one time, which Rashi clarifies were sold in the single shtar, and Shimon then sold one field to Levi, and Reuven's Balchov comes and wants to collect a loan from one of the properties that Reuven sold, if he wants, he can collect from this one, referring to Shimon, and if he wishes, he can collect from this one, referring to Levi. But we say this only in a case where the field Levi bought from Shimon was average land, which a Balchov collects from. So, when Reuven sold his turtle farm without Achrayis to Shimon, and then Shimon sold it back to Reuven with Achrayis, Reuven decided to sell him his turtle, rabbit, and fox farms all at once, from which Shimon sold the turtle Benoni's farm to Levi. And when the Balchov came to Levi, Shimon interceded. Which reminds us, the Gemara addresses when the seller of the field can intercede when the Balchov comes to collect from the buyer. So once again, when Reuven sold his turtle farm without Achrayis to Shimon, and then Shimon sold it back to Reuven with Achrayis, Reuven decided to sell his turtle, rabbit, and fox farms all at once, from which Shimon sold the turtle Benoni's farm to Levi. And when the Balchov came to Shimon, Reuven interceded. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.